Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Yvonne, and I'm doing callbacks. Is there any way, can I help you with anything today?
Yes. Hold on a minute. I'm not in a place where I was when I called before. Let me get my information here. Okay. Yvonne, what I'm
Yes.
looking at is my credit card.
Okay.
The statement on my credit card, October 19th, it said selected slimming true bow, and it was 574.
Okay,
Well,
hold on. Could you give me your zip code, so I can pull your account?
20155.
Okay. Hold on just one moment.
Okay.
Okay. 20.
155.
1. Okay. And what is your name?
My name is Georgia, like the state,
Okay.
GEORGIA, and the last name is Eckelt, Eckelt.
Okay, hold on just one moment. Okay, I found you. That was quick. Could you verify your excuse me.
Verify what?
Verify your address, please. Excuse me.
13979 Chelmsford Drive.
Okay, thank you. I'm waiting for your account to come up.
Okay.
Thank you for waiting.
It's okay.
Oh, excuse me. I have asthma and it's hot in here. It's making my
Well,
asthma act up.
yuck.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Well, asthma is better than COVID.
That's true, but when it gets hot, it takes my breath away, I guess, and it makes me act this way, like I'm congested or whatever. So, if I talk in front of you, just excuse me. I'm showing on 1019. You paid $574 for a generator.
What generator?
It's just showing that you purchased or you paid $574 for shipping and handling of a generator. It doesn't say what kind of generator, but it does say that it was in an exclusive sweepstake when you paid the $574,
Right,
Miss Georgia,
but
and
then can
they haven't shipped it to you because it was a sweepstakes, and the person from the sweepstakes have to call you directly and tell you that you won this generator. So that's why you haven't received it. And also, you received a discount, $125 voucher that comes with your account. And as long as it's open, you'll receive this voucher. So the account, you did this on the 19th. The account would still remain it open, and you didn't close it. Excuse me, and you're the
nobody. That
you're
was charged
a,
on 23rd. I was charged $67.
Yes, that's your. Yes, that's your the current charge for this generator. Even though they haven't told you that you won the generator or not. excuse me. They didn't tell you that you won the generator, not just yet. You could still win it, but with the account open for the 2 days within a 2 day period, and okay, I'm about to step outside and get some air. Okay, so they gave you 67.32. Oh my goodness.
For that amount of money, I should have gotten something instead of nothing and be charged for it.
Well, you get a voucher. You get to keep that. You may win the generator, ma'am, but I have to show that you the charge is there. Ma'am, could you hold on just one moment, please?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. Oh, okay, ma'am. I don't mean to make you hold my. It's kind of warm in here, I need to step outside. Let me just try to finish this with you, before I ask. So, ma'am, what I can do, I can cancel this account for you, so it can start charging you every month. And as far as the 6732 is on the account. For having this, and what I can do is offer you 35% on the $67 to help you get some of your money back. And
I got a text that said that I paid like the minimum. And then I never heard anything else about it.
Yeah, that's the part. They didn't, okay, go ahead, ma'am. I'm going to let you talk because I could. Okay, go ahead.
I'm always afraid to answer just any text because of all the scams there are.
Yes.
And, you know, if they say, you know, you owe, you know, or you've won so-and-so, I usually don't respond. But in that particular case, I think it was from Lowe's.
Okay. Because that's where some of the, we have people calling, they have from, what's that called where you go online, where they have CVS, Walmart, all kind of little things like that. You go in and you see something and it catches your eye, but I guess you don't think about that until it'd be like you said you paid the $574. And you didn't realize that all this else goes with this. If it was something that you didn't know about, and that's what this is, you didn't know about the sweepstake where it entered, the generator entered you into a sweepstake with a discount and a voucher, and it's a sweepstake, and you have to be told if you won this generator or not. So I can offer you, the most I can offer you, Miss Georgia, for being so patient, I can offer you 50% of off this $67 charge on your account.
But
I can tell you. And it'll go back to your account, whatever. This is the, I'm not finna tell you right now how much you'll receive back. Okay. And I offered you 50. Thank you for holding too.
Okay.
I can give you $33.66 back off the $67. That can be returned to you in 3 to 5 business days. If you like to do that, and I can close this account permanently. So not permanently, where you won't be seeing any more charges coming to your bank.
Were there any more in November?
No, for November, hold on just one moment. Order. One. Okay, let me see. It's pulling down your account again. Come on, come on. Come on. It is so slow. Okay, so 1019, you did this with the generator, 574 for shipping and handling. 1019, no charge to you. 1023, just showing the generator and it's showing the charge for the month. So this is 1124 is showing up as a charge. So you shouldn't have a charge next month of any kind. No charges at all.
But you said 1019 and 1124?
No, 1019, 1023, and 1124. I'm sorry. 1124 is a charge. It just continued. You just have one charge of the 6732, ma'am, which if you took the 50%, you'll get 3366. Back off of it and back into your account to say you got some of your money back for that charge and a canceled account also.
Well, I remember that it says I won something and it was like a $700 generator is what they said.
And well, this says generator P1 on here. It doesn't say if it's a 700 generator, but it's saying that 574 was used to for the setup, shipping, and handling for this. And it was approved but not sent because it's a sweepstake. That's why they haven't told you that you are the designated, like, winner of this generator.
Well, who won then?
Huh? No, I guess they haven't chosen anyone. Whoever else is filled this out and did what you did, look for the generator, you're trying to win this generator. They could have did that too, and so they have to wait till they call you and let you know personally that you are the winner of the generator.
Well, when is that going to be?
I don't know, ma'am.
Well, before I give it up, I might wind up with a $700 generator.
That's true. That could happen. Even if you cancel it, you still have the chance to win the generator, even if it's, well, I'm going to say if it's canceled, I don't know how that goes, but your name is in there and you did pay $574, so I could cancel today and you could be a winner tomorrow, I don't know, but I know that you do get to keep the voucher for $125 no matter what, and I get to close the account so you have no more charges and you get a partial refund, ma'am.
Okay, the $125 voucher, I've never gotten that.
Because, let me see, they sent it 11/24 is when they charged it. So this is December the 4th or the 5th. You should keep looking on your email to see if it comes. That's where the vouchers go to. It's on your email. So you would have to check your email. And if it doesn't, ma'am, you can call us back and let us know that you had an account that you canceled and a voucher came with it worth $125. You did not receive it. Could you resend it to me? And they will resend you a new valid voucher, ma'am.
You know, I get hundreds of emails each day. I would know what the world is looking for because the what it says on here is selected slimming true bow. Now that has nothing to do with the generator. So how do they get away with mislabeling, you know, these charges?
I don't know, ma'am. But can I go on ahead and cancel your account, ma'am, if you want me to. So I can finish this. Not to brush you, because this is your account. It was done for, but I'm not feeling good right now. I just want to finish this with you.
Well, I know, but if it means that I'm going to lose out on possibly getting a generator, I don't want to cancel.
Okay. So what's going to happen if you don't close the account and you're still waiting to win, not to change your mind, ma'am, you're going to get another charge for next month because you haven't closed the account yet. So I have to let you know that, too. So if you don't want to cancel it.
Was I charged? Because I haven't found the statement for November yet. So
you have a charge for 11/24 for 67/32. So this is for November. So December hasn't came. So next month, they make a payment once a month, ma'am. And I'm telling you, your account is still open because still you want to take a chance to win the generator. There's nothing wrong with that, but your account is open. As long as your account is open, you're going to be charged for the charge they send you. But you can do that. It's your account. So some people be lucky.
Well, if you don't feel good, give me to somebody else. So
I can't move like that. We have our own what you call it, computer cubicles, where you know all the movement and stuff. So I'm in mines. It's not like a lot or anything like that.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Yes, ma'am.
If I paid $67.32
yes,
in ma'am. October and $67.32 in November, half of that is $67.32, right?
67. 12/14 is $137. Go ahead.
Well, if you're giving me 50% off, that would mean that it should be $67.32 that you're refunding me. And then it can be closed or canceled or whatever you say. I shouldn't even be charged this each month because it was completely misleading.
That's true, ma'am. I'm not agreeing with you, but if you feel that way, it was misleading because you didn't know about the suicide, then that's true too. But I'm only taking the most current charge here. So they have one for 10/23, which is $67.32, and then on 11/24, that was $67.32. So I can take the take care of the most recent charge with you. And I did offer you 50%, ma'am.
No, it should be total. Why is it the most recent? It should be total.
Because this charge was did 10/23, and the other one that was did last month on 11/24, ma'am. So these are two different charges, and I only can do the most current charge on your account. I can only do that.
Well, how about your supervisor? I'd like to talk to your supervisor.
Hold on just one moment.
Okay.
I'm still here, ma'am. Hold on.
Okay.
Ma'am, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, hold on. I'm asking for some assistance. I need to. Okay. Hold on just a moment, ma'am.
Okay.
Are you still there, ma'am?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm getting someone to see us. Okay. Okay. Get your mask. Okay.
My secretary was a supervisor. Yeah, she wanted to speak to a supervisor. I was telling her I was feeling good. I was getting some like that.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. Yeah, okay. You put yourself on break?
No, I didn't do anything. I just need to get some air.
Yeah, send it. I'm gonna send it to me.
Yes, hello. Yes, I can hear you.